We've been talking about the global refugee crisis with Baptist Global Response for several years now, actually. And the situation has actually kind of been brought into the center stage for North America recently because of the terror attacks that took place in Paris. So a lot of people in North America are kind of being introduced to the nature of what's happening and being part of this discussion pretty much for the first time since this crisis actually came to a head. Today we're speaking with Jeff Palmer, the Executive Director of Baptist Global Response, to find out a little bit more, kind of explore the conversations that are being had about the refugee crisis and what the godly response is, what our responsibility is as North American believers. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Well, thank you, Ruth, for having me.
All right. We have been talking about the nature of the refugee crisis and specifically what has happened in Iraq and Syria, really pretty much the Islamic State and the crisis that they have created. So I guess the question now, with people becoming aware of what is happening, the debate has been, do we accept refugees in the United States or not? That really was spurred into action because of the terror attacks in France. And a lot of people are divided about this. There are a lot of people who are undecided. Why is there a question to begin with about whether or not the United States accepts refugees?
Well, I mean, your first question is, do we accept or should we? And well, the point is, we have, I think, the stats I've seen, Ruth, is since 9/11, we've taken in almost 800,000 refugees. And to let you know, and those come from all over the world, not just, you know, one part of the world. And I think that in all of that, what I've seen too, I think this was from some major research groups. I think three of those in the 800,000 have, you know, been tied to, arrested, or investigated. I'm sure more have been, but three a total for terrorist activities or inclination. So, you know, we do take in. We have screening processes. I think next year the proposal is to take in a total of about 70,000 refugees from around the world. Again, of which a proposed 10,000 of those will be from and related to the Syrian crisis.
You know, I think what has been startling about this discussion is the positions that we're hearing from evangelical believers. I think that has taken aid agencies like Baptist Global Response by surprise as well. Can you just kind of outline the position, the two positions that what we're hearing?
Well, I think that, you know, especially after last Friday, you know, there's a lot of fear there, and there's, you know, there's reports of, and could be true. We don't know all the story that, you know, one of those terrorists involved in the act entered into the country by posing as, or, you know, through the refugee route. And while we understand that can happen, I think a lot of people have jumped to the conclusion, and the fear is, you know, the average American has jumped to the conclusion that, you know, all refugees are terrorists. And we really have to separate those two things. Refugees are refugees and terrorists are terrorists, and not confuse those. We realize there is a possibility, but we do have, you know, great systems in place to vet, to check, to do background checks. And, you know, they're not perfect. No system is 100%. But what I have shared with folks that, you know, if there are terrorists and there are bad guys out there, and we do want to secure our borders, no question about that, as a country, any country does. And but if they are, there's some other ways for them to enter in than a refugee highway or refugee opportunity, which is very well vetted, very well screened. And so I would say that a lot of fear right now. People are looking through the eyes of fear. They're looking at the eyes of, you know, what they see on the media. And it's understandable. You can't look at what happened in Paris. You can't look at what happened in Mali today. You can't look at what happened in Lebanon, you know, a week and a half ago and not be moved with emotion. Look at what happened in Israel, you know, 2 days ago. So I think a lot of people are looking through the eyes of fear, Ruth, and reacting, and they're angry and they're tired of it, which is understandable. I think we as followers of Christ, and we as the church, we have to step back a little bit and look at it through the eyes of God. Well, my fear is that our fear everybody's a terrorist is that we will miss what God is doing in the midst of all of this.
One of the questions that comes to mind with this discussion, is feasibly you have people, believers, who are supporting the work of Baptist Global Response.
Right.
And all of a sudden, with this discussion, the willingness to support BGR and helping refugees over there is no longer as willing when it becomes over here. I mean, are we still talking the same issue?
It is. It's the same issue, but again, it's closer to home, so I think that changes some of the dynamics for the average person. But I would say to the church and the believers and great supporters of BGR and others out there, let's look at this through God's eye. I think this is a Kairos moment that we're always praying for those unreached areas of the world, and God get us in there. We're trying to send folks there. We're trying to find ways to access. Right now, we're having unparalleled access. It's not us going to them, it's them coming to us. And we look at it from biblical perspective, God is moving among the nations, and if he's bringing people to us, what a wonderful way to open up our doors and to embrace them and to reach them for the gospel and with the love of Christ, with compassion, and with truth that's found in his word. And when we look in his word, Ruth, over and over, I know you agree with me on this, is the compelling message is to take in the stranger, to care for those, to feed the hungry, to clothe those who are naked, to take in a stranger into your home, from Isaiah 58 all the way to Matthew 25. And I would say that if we could kind of pull the cultural and the media fear that's generated there and just pull that away for a moment and think about it from God's kingdom. What is God doing by dispersing these folks all over the world? What a wonderful opportunity now to have connections and contact with him, and to heretofore where there hasn't been, be able to share the love of Christ, physical demonstration by taking them in the love of Christ and the message of hope that's found in the gospel.
Another part of the argument that has come up in this discussion has been the whole idea of why do we want to have our resources, being put to this other situation when we have stuff to deal with here at home?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, but I don't see anywhere in the Bible that it says you take care of one place and not the other. I mean, the command is to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So I think, yes, we definitely want to take care of home, but we want to take care of the world as well. I mean, because we're not looking at this from, I mean, for me, I'm not looking at it from an American culture. I know I do because that's how I grew up. I want to look at this through a kingdom. I don't want to miss what God is doing. And I want to look at it in a way that says, all right, my neighbor is important, but the nations are important as well. So what a wonderful time of having access to people that heretofore we've had very little access to. And in the end, I mean, I believe that the truth of the gospel is what transforms people, cultures, nations, and communities. And you look at the very end, this whole world is moving toward that, isn't it? It's moving toward, the worship of Christ, the worship of God around the throne. And I mean, this might be a moment that we're seeing God moving. We could look at it in fear and back away from it, but we could also embrace it and say, this is an unparalleled time in history when people heretofore who had no access could come and hear the truth of the gospel.
This is also a point where, with new people groups that are coming to our shores, there may be opportunities to develop new projects. Baptist Global Response has more of an international focus. Are you thinking about maybe starting any new projects to kind of assist people in resettlement issues in the U.S.?
We're not our mandate and our marching orders is not to work in the U.S. We're working with some partners here to talk about how to do that and direct people, especially here in the local area where our headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee is. But we're working with some folks to coordinate, and they'll be the ones doing the work, and we'll point them to them. We're still focused overseas. I mean, you're still talking about maybe, what, 10,000, 70,000 total refugees coming next year if this goes through, 10,000 from Syria. You're looking at 12 to 13 million people still displaced in that part of the world. So we're still, we have a full plate in terms of reaching the 1 million, in Lebanon, the 1.5 million in Turkey, the 6 to 7 million displaced inside the country of Syria, northern Iraq, northern Jordan. So we have tons of projects and things going on over there, and we will, as BGR, stay focused in that area. And then when we have opportunities here in the States, we'll point them to partners that we work with who are ministering to them and doing a great job in helping with resettlement.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
Yeah, this is a great moment for the church in America to stand up and say, we want to take these folks in, we want to take the stranger in and love them in the name of Christ. And, we've prayed for years and sent people to reach these folks, and they're coming to us. So what a great opportunity. And I would just encourage that, one, we don't be slaves to fear. Number two is we don't miss what God is doing. And we pray. We pray that even in this midst of the terrible things we're hearing, that Christ would build his church. And, what I tell our folks all the time is God's never surprised by terrorist attacks. He's not surprised by these things going on and all the chaos going in the world, because in the midst of the chaos, he is doing something. And it would be wonderful if we could just all step back as followers of Christ, step back and just try to see from his eyes what's going on. And we may be surprised. We may be just totally amazed at what God is doing and making his righteous glory known among the nations in the midst of all this chaos.
Again, we've been speaking with Jeff Palmer, the Executive Director of Baptist Global Response. Kind of a thoughtful discussion about what is happening with refugees, the crisis that is global that also could be coming to the shores of the United States. Some concerns, some prayer needs. If you want to know more, check it out through their website. It's gobgr.org, gobgr.org. And again, thank you so much for being with us today, Jeff.
Thank you, Ruth.